You have reached NSF Radio. This is Alfred Alameen, aka Brother Alfred. I'm on here live trying to talk to you today. We're just going to kick it today. Nothing really heavy to talk about, basically. You know, 4th of July is coming up this weekend. I hope you all are enjoying yourself. Today is the 2nd, July the 2nd. And we are just sitting back talking, maybe trying to cool down in this hot weather in the East Coast here. But we wanted to make sure to talk to you about, well, how are you going to spend your 4th of July? You know, me, myself, I'm going to be, you know, enjoying myself, my company of others, talking to my daughter, you know, my family, and trying to relax a little bit, decompress. You know, it's very important that we do that in this day and time. You know, stress is a predominantly high-risk killer in our society. You know, stress can kill a person more than a bullet can. Now, a bullet can go just right through you, but stress is a long stretch of pain where your consciousness as well as your physical starts to wear down real fast. So we have to have release so we can be able to function, so we can be able to provide, so we can be able to do what's necessary as fathers in this society. It's very important for that. So we asking everybody to tune in every week on our radio station, on Blog Talk Radio. All right, just come on in. We'll put a link down below. And, you know, just tune in. Get into the bullet. Give us a call. You know, we're always live. We go live every Thursday, 1 o'clock. Now, we're going to be changing that time, you know, once we get it to start moving, 1 o'clock to 1:30. But we're going to be doing a special next week where we're going to be doing from 1 to 2. We're going to do an hour show, a 1 hour show. So I hope you tune in. I hope you bring your family along. Call in. If you have a problem, let me know. Also, we have a special client that's going through something right now. We want you all to keep him in your prayers, you know, and we'll discuss that. His name, once we know, we get that permission, whatever. But we want, you know, just pray for the organization. Let us, you know, let us come together and, you know, cross the barrier lines. It doesn't matter the color lines, the barrier lines, even the Chinese lines. I don't care what you're going to call it, anything. But you just need to come together, period. To be serious, that's what we need to do. Just come together, work on these problems that we're having and within the court systems, where we're having with child support payments, or we're having the issues with the legal fund, you know, to be able to maintain a normal stability is not easy sometimes. So it's good to have somebody give you that backup support. It's good to have, know that your community and your nation is backing you up and saying, okay, you're not alone in this fight. We're here to support you. So that's why I'm also want to interject on politics, that I would say this, you know, I'm looking very careful at my picks right now. I mean, I'm not saying Trump or Biden. I'm not working on that. I'm not saying Sarah Gillian and you know, Governor Mills is a good people, or you know, Susan Collins. None of these people. Now, in other states, we have. I think personally, from my perspective, I think the governor of New York should be running for president. That man there is a good man. From I can see. Now, I'm not going to say he's perfect. No man is perfect. But we try, you know, I know he tries to be a good family man. He's good with his brother, who is a reporter. You know, he's real close. So it's good to have that kind of rapport with people and those you meet on your life. You know, always try to make friends in all walks of life, because that is, you know, that expands your horizon and thoughts. And it's very vital that we do that on a constant basis. You know, we're fathers on the move. Well, fathers in on the front lines every day. So it's very important that we do this thing. So I want to ask you all out there, like I said before, reiterate, please donate. All right, go to our call us on the 1-800 number to donate. That's 1-800-903-2096. 1-800-903-2096. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that and making that time. Now, we're just going to be brief because it is getting to that weekend. And a lot of us want to go barbecue and start marinating them. You know, those beef ribs and pork ribs and short ribs and hot dogs and corn. And, you know, just cook it up. Get that styrofoam plate because, you know, we got to be health conscious now. You know, so we can get them styrofoam plates all packed up and drop our plates to the family. You know, get on out there. Like I said, you know, we want everybody to enjoy themselves. Get ready to move out. You know, with that being said, you know, we need to make sure family is important. It's a priority in our life. If you have stress in your family, maybe sometimes what you need to do is have a sit down. Native Americans used to, or the indigenous people, they have what they call sit downs, you know, powwows or, you know, a tribal council. This way we can air our grievances and our disagreements. And within that council, we can able to start the process of healing the wounds that are there deep within. And once you're able to start healing that wound, things start getting a little bit clearer and better and start seeing some kind of progress. So as you clean yourself up or fix yourself up or push yourself to the next level, you are able to see a positive change for yourself and your body starts to balance. Your brain waves start to mellow out a little bit. So it's very important that we do that today. So I'm asking everybody, please be safe out there. Tune in to the radio station every Thursday, 1 o'clock to 1:30. We will be having a 1 to 2 next week on the 9th. Please tune in. We will go live. All right? And I want to talk to you about that. So with that being said, I want to say you peace. Love my brothers and my family and all everybody who's listening out there in radio world. And I hope to see you next week. Thank you.